आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू ले फाउंडेशन स्टोन ऑफ 10,600 crore rupees अमोनिया यूरिया फर्टिलाइजर प्रोजेक्ट एट नामरूप इन असम टुडे। Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology warns citizens of ghost-pairing cyber scam used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. CBI arrests an army officer and a private person in defense bribery case. Delhi government intensifies enforcement drive under GRAP Stage 4 to curb air pollution. In men's Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Pakistan in the title clash in Dubai today. And World Meditation Day coinciding with winter solstice in Northern Hemisphere being observed today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan and lay foundation stone of the 10,600 crore rupees ammonia urea fertilizer project at Namrup in Assam today. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup. Our correspondent has the details.
The Prime Minister will do Bhumi Pujan of the rupees 10,600 crore ammonia urea fertilizer project. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup. Prime Minister in the morning will interact with 25 meritorious students as part of the program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River in Guwahati aboard the cruise ship MV Swaraideo. After that, Prime Minister Modi will visit the newly constructed Shahid Smarak Kshetra at Boragaon in Guwahati in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement to pay tributes to the martyrs. Aminul Haq Zoddar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
Yesterday, the Prime Minister inaugurated the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal building is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. Addressing a huge public meeting outside the new terminal building, Mr. Modi said that Union Government is committed for the development of Assam. He said that during the last 11 years, several mega historic infrastructure projects were initiated and completed in the state.
आज असम और पूरा नॉर्थ ईस्ट भारत के विकास का नया प्रवेश द्वार बन रहा है। मल्टी मॉडल कनेक्टिविटी के संकल्प ने इस क्षेत्र की दिशा और इसकी दशा दोनों बदली है। असम में नए पुल बनाने की रफ्तार, नए मोबाइल टावर लगाने की स्पीड, विकास के हर काम की गति सपनों को हकीकत में बदल रही है। ब्रह्मपुत्र पर बने पुलों ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी को नई मजबूती और नया आत्मविश्वास दिया है।
यूनियन एग्रीकल्चर एंड फार्मर्स वेलफेयर मिनिस्टर शिवराज सिंह चौहान सेड दैट द विकसित भारत जी राम जी बिल इज नॉट ओनली बेनिफिशियल फॉर फार्मर्स एंड वर्कर्स but also connected to the development of villages in every aspect. He said this while addressing the Chaudhary Charan Singh Awards 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the establishment of Chintan Shivar to bring together farmers, experts and agri-scientists for the formulation of schemes effectively.
We need suggestions for the new budget. We are also seeking suggestions for 5-year plan. No plan will be framed without the participation of farmers, scientists and experts who are the real stakeholders of farming.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. It added that the campaign usually begins with victims receiving a message such as, "Hi, check this photo," from a trusted contact. The message contains a link with a Facebook-style preview, which later leads to a verifying process via phone number. The ministry asked citizens not to click on suspicious links and never enter their phone number on external sites. It further urged people to check linked WhatsApp device settings regularly and to not fall for such traps. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested an army officer and a private person, Vinod Kumar, for allegedly accepting bribe of 3 lakh rupees from a Bangalore-based company. The CBI said that during the searches at the house of Army officer Lieutenant Colonel Deepak Kumar Sharma in Delhi, it seized the bribe amount of 3 lakh rupees, as well as cash amount of over 2 crore rupees. The CBI said that on the basis of reliable source information, it has registered a case against Lieutenant Colonel Sharma posted in the Department of Defence Productions and his wife, Colonel Kajal Bali, commanding officer of 16 Infantry Division Ordnance Unit in Sri Ganganagar, and others, including representatives of a Dubai-based company involved in defence products, manufacturing and exports. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said the quality of civil services will play a decisive role in attaining Vikasit Bharat by 2047, and implementation of national priorities depends on the quality of administrators. Addressing the valedictory session of the two-day conference of chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions, PSCs, in Hyderabad last evening, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, as the country is marching towards the vision of Vikasit Bharat at 2047, the quality of governance and the quality of people who run institutions will be decisive. Citing the example of UPSC's Pratibha Setu, the Vice President exhorted the PSCs to explore innovative approaches to talent mapping and employability to match the right talent with the right roles. He also suggested that PSCs explore fair and structured assessments of behavioural and ethical competencies alongside knowledge-based tests. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. The Delhi government has intensified its enforcement drive across Delhi and the NCR to curb air pollution, with GRAP 4, the highest level of emergency curbs currently in force in the region. More details on this from our correspondent.
Under the measure, Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa warned of strict action against polluting industries and construction sites. In a statement, the state government said that a total of 612 non-compliant industries face closure and over 1 lakh pollution under control certificates were issued in 3 days. The government conducted over 3,000 inspections, issued 12,000 challans and checked more than 16,000 vehicles. It also directed area engineers and district officers to maintain real-time supervision. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index, AQI, of the national capital was recorded at 393 as of 7 a.m. today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Muzaffarabad and Gilgit-Baltistan today. Cold wave conditions are expected over Madhya Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka, South Interior Karnataka and Telangana for the day. Meanwhile, Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand will witness cold day conditions. Dense fog will prevail over parts of Delhi, Haryana, Bihar, Chhattisgarh and Chandigarh. Similar conditions will exist over Madhya Pradesh, Orissa, West Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand and Northeast India. Cold conditions continue to grip Uttarakhand, affecting both the plains and the hilly regions. The Met Department has issued an update highlighting fog, cold day conditions and the possibility of snowfall in higher altitudes. A report.
The impact of cold weather continues across Uttarakhand. According to the Met Department, dense fog is likely to prevail at a few places today in plains of Haridwar and Udham Singh Nagar, along with Nainital, Champawat, Pauri and Dehradun. Cold wave conditions are expected to persist in all these districts and chilly winds may intensify the feeling of cold. Snowfall is likely in areas located above 3,500 meters in the state. Meanwhile, light snowfall and rain may occur at isolated places in Uttarkashi, Chamoli, Rudraprayag and Pitharagarh. Weather conditions in the remaining districts of the state are expected to remain generally dry. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy has announced that the state government will enact a new law to curb hate speech against any religion or community, including acts of instigation and provocation that could trigger disturbances. The proposed legislation will be tabled in the State Assembly during the budget session. Speaking at the state-organized Christmas celebrations in Hyderabad last evening, Mr. Reddy said that the state government treats all religions and communities equally. He said everyone has the freedom to follow their faith and an equal responsibility to respect other religions. The U.S. Department of Justice is continuing to release thousands of files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Democrats have alleged that several files from the Epstein release disappeared from the Justice Department's public webpage within a day, including a photo of U.S. President Donald Trump. However, the Department of Justice has rejected these allegations, stating that it is not redacting the names of any politicians. The Epstein Files Transparency Act was signed into law last month. It requires the Justice Department to release all unclassified Epstein-related records with limited redactions allowed only for victim info or active investigations. United States has seized an oil tanker that had recently departed from Venezuela, according to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. It is the second time this month that the U.S. has seized an oil-carrying ship off the country's coast. The move comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Tuesday that he was ordering a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. Venezuela has condemned the latest U.S. seizure, describing it as theft and kidnapping. In the ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, India will take on arch-rivals Pakistan in the final match at ICC Academy Ground in Dubai this morning. The match will begin at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. Led by Ayush Mahatre, India will aim to clinch the title for record 9th time. Earlier, India have beaten Pakistan in the group stage match. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has announced India's squad for the upcoming 5-match T20 series against New Zealand and the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026. The Men's Selection Committee yesterday picked a 15-member squad with Surya Kumar Yadav as captain and all-rounder Akshar Patel as vice-captain. Second World Meditation Day is being observed today. The United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 21st of December as the World Meditation Day last year. The date was chosen to coincide with the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, which symbolizes introspection and inner calm. Diplomats from around the world, UN officials and yoga leaders joined in a Meditation for Global Peace and Harmony event at United Nations headquarters in New York yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today open with stories on surging air pollution, blinding fog and frigid temperatures sweeping across northern India. The Hindustan Times leads with cold snap, dense fog paralyzed North India. The Sunday Pioneer mentions fog chaos, hundreds of flights cancelled. The Sunday Times on its front page informs Rajdhani mows down 7 elephants, 4 of them calves. The Hindu on its front page leads with US wants India's nuclear norms globally aligned. The Economic Times notes US cost plan return of Indian pros urge immigration experts to give H-1B visa holders early interview slots for stamping. Some allow remote working. The Financial Express informs exports in 2025 highest ever record demand for made in India cars. As India unveils 15-man squad for 2026, the Asian Age writes T20 World Cup, Gill out Ishan and Rinku in. And finally, adding to the elite list of Indian cities with metro rail services, the Sunday Statesman notes Bhopal joins India's metro map with launch of Orange Line priority corridor. With that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lay foundation stone of 10,600 crore rupees ammonia urea fertilizer project at Namrup in Assam today. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology warns citizens of ghost-bearing cyber scam used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. CBI arrests an army officer and a private person in defense bribery case. Delhi government intensifies enforcement drive under GRAP Stage 4 to curb air pollution. In men's Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Pakistan in the title clash in Dubai today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.